For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Monday, February the 11th. We got two topics today, Habitat for Humanity and MU Children's Hospital. Let's start with Children's Hospital. First of all, we have Michelle Kemp. Welcome
Thank
to
you
Radio
so much.
Friends.
Thank
I think
you.
The last time I interviewed you, it was on the television show.
That's right.
Many
absolutely.
Years ago.
Yes, it's been a while.
You are the coordinator for Children's Miracle Network.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
For Children's Hospital. And this is really a big fundraiser for that hospital.
Absolutely.
And for children's hospitals around the country. Celebrating 30 years now.
Yes. So Children's Miracle Network has been around for 30 years, about 25 years here at MU. So Children's Miracle Network is a national charity, but all of the funds remain local. So any donations to Children's Miracle Network in our community go to MU Children's Hospital.
So everything that comes in here locally
100%.
Stays right here.
Absolutely. No overhead costs. Nothing is taken out. 100% of a donation.
So you're telling
right
me
here.
That if somebody makes a dollar donation, there's
Absolutely.
No cost that goes to that dollar donation at
Not
all.
Not at all.
It all goes right to the Children's Hospital.
Absolutely. Directly towards meeting the patient needs.
The radiothon. You don't do a telethon anymore.
We don't do a telethon anymore. We are on the radio. So we do a lot of fundraisers throughout the year, but our biggest one is our radiothon, which is February 28th and March 1st this year with Zimmer stations.
Uh-huh.
So four different stations will be broadcasting from our lobby for those 2 days, asking the community to make gifts.
So how much money are you hoping that you're going to raise?
Well, you know, we always keep our fingers crossed. Last year was record-breaking for us, and we got $240,000 in pledges in 2 days. So
$240,000?
Absolutely. Our community is incredibly generous.
Yes,
we are so
yes,
grateful for
yes.
that.
Yes. Now, are you have the do you have the little canisters in the stores
we
around
do.
The area?
So we have lots of national partners who have stores here in our communities or businesses, and so they support us throughout the year as well. Canisters.
Okay. So when you see a canister in the local store,
yes,
you put that money in there. It's not going to go anywhere else in
Absolutely
the country.
Not.
It's going to go. It's
come straight to me, and I will drop it off at Children's Hospital.
Or it's going to come to you directly.
I will go. I go to all the stores. I pick up those canisters, count the money, and we find the
So how many canisters
need.
Are out there?
There are probably about 40 canisters throughout the community, and then lots of fundraisers that you know aren't canister based, but
right.
that people are doing.
But all of that goes into the total amount of money that
Absolutely.
You raise.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, and those things are actually separate from Radiothon. So we actually raise
oh,
even more than
go
that.
In, that doesn't go into the Radiothon?
Right. So Radiothon, in those 2 days alone, people call in and they donate $240,000.
Oh.
In the course of the year, you know, our community fundraises almost $700,000 for Children's
I thought
Network.
I thought the
No, we're busy all
that.
Year.
Well, that's good. So if people want more information or if people want to donate either
Absolutely.
To the Radiothon or just make a donation to Children's Miracle Network, what can they do?
For Radiothon, tune in to the Zimmer radio stations on February 28th and March 1st. Call in, make your pledge. We'll be fundraising for lots of specific things so donors can know exactly what their donor mm-hmm. dollars are going towards. Or they're certainly welcome to go to muhealth.org and visit our website so that they can find other ways to give throughout the year.
Okay,
We'd
and when you see the canisters, put some money in the canisters.
Absolutely,
too.
We appreciate it. I
because
promise
Michelle,
it's a great thing.
Michelle is going to go around and pick up all those canisters.
I am. I'm all over the place.
Why don't you leave a little note in one of the canisters
Please
and say,
do. Leave me
hey,
a note.
Michelle, I heard you on Radio Friends, and I'm leaving this $20 donation because
be
I heard
wonderful.
You there.
Okay? I would love that. That'd be great.
Okay. All right, Michelle Kemp.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
For MU Children's Hospital, and I wish you the very best with the Radiothon and with all of your fundraising.
It's going to be an exciting year, so
okay.
thank you very
Good
much.
To see you again, Michelle
Thank
Kemp.
You.
Now I turn to my friend Kelly Smith, River City Habitat for Humanity. Jeff City, good to have you here, Kelly.
Thanks for having me.
And Happy New Year. We haven't seen you since last year.
That's right. It's been, time flies.
Yeah. And you've got something that you're doing with a brush. What's it called?
Well, they don't let me touch a brush, but someone is. We have a new program. We're calling it A Brush with Kindness. And what it is Habitat, of course, our housing ministry, is partnering with families in need and helping them build a home. Brush with Kindness, what that is that's to address critical home repair needs for the elderly, disabled, and low-income families that already own a home. And so we were getting a lot of phone calls from someone who was like an elderly person with a low income who needed their porch repaired. They can't do the work. They don't know what they would need to do that. And so what we would do is we would partner with them, and our volunteers would come rebuild their porch. And then just like with anything with Habitat, it's a hand up, not a handout. So there's a repayment on the material costs. So, you know, if there was lumber, there would be a couple $100 in costs that they would pay back interest free to Habitat in a way that meets their budget, that they can afford to do it. But then we do the work, so the work gets done and the need gets addressed. There's not a safety issue.
How wonderful that is.
Well,
is this a new program?
We've done two projects, so we just kicked it off.
That is really very nice.
Well, thanks.
I had not heard of it before, but I can just imagine there are people out there who realize that they've got to have some repair work done.
Right.
They don't know where to start, and they say, I can't afford to pay a contractor.
Right.
You know, maybe they can afford a couple $100 for the lumber. Mm-hmm. Maybe they can't. Maybe they can't afford it all at once. But you will buy the material,
right,
and then they pay it back on their schedule and when they can afford to pay it back.
Right. So the first project we did was a lady had a failing retaining wall. So we had a group of college kids come into town, and we bought the VersaLock blocks, and then we just built by hand a nicer and nice-looking aesthetically retaining wall for her. And then she's paying us, I think it's $40 a month until it's paid off. And that was just the cost for the brick.
Not for the labor.
Because the labor was all volunteers. And so it's a good way. It improves the overall neighborhood. So you're not just doing it house by house, family by family, but you can improve the overall face of the neighborhood by helping people that can't afford to fix up the outside of their property. So we're hoping it'll fit a need that's not been filled so far.
Hoping it'll fit a need. I don't think you have to worry about that. I mean, I think you're filling a need. And what I just think that is just an absolutely beautiful program that you have.
Thank you.
If people want to volunteer to help with this, they can do it?
Oh, absolutely. Or to donate. We always need donations of labor or contributions. And it's rivercityhabitat.org is the website. Mm-hmm. Or they can call the office, and that's 573-635-8439. It's in Jefferson City. So
www.rivercityhabitat.org. Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you building any houses right now?
We have four houses going. We actually sold eight houses in 2012, which was huge for Jefferson City. So we're thrilled about that. And we have several active builds going right now. So it's very busy.
Okay. All right. Kelly Smith, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for
Habitat for Humanity, and what a wonderful program you have there. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about Black History Month. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Amy Simon, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If you'd like to listen to this program again or watch it, you can sign up for a free podcast or podcast. Go to KBIA.org. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.